I think sort of the battle lines are being drawn, and things are in a huge state of flux. So, and it's very difficult to tell when you look at the world now what it's going to look like in a few months' time. In fact, of all the things that are happening, the things which keep me up most at night at the moment are the legislation being put forward by governments to try to give them too much control and over and spying on the internet. The amount of control you have over somebody if you can monitor their internet activity is amazing. You get to know every detail. You get to know, in a way, more intimate details of their life than any person that they talk to, because often people will confide in an internet as they find their way through the medical websites trying to find out, as they investigate about cancer, or you know what a lump could be, or as an adolescent finds their way through a website about homosexuality, where they're wondering what they are and whether they should talk to people about it. Sometimes you know the internet gets this view of somebody's life, which is incredibly intimate, and so therefore its abuse is incredibly powerful. So the idea that we should routinely record information about people is obviously very dangerous. It means that there will be information around which can be stolen, which can be acquired through corrupt officials or corrupt operators, and used, for example, to blackmail, for example, people in the government or people in the military. So we're opening ourselves up. If we store this information, we're opening ourselves up to being stolen and being abused by other people. So if the government feels that it's really necessary to acquire any information about individuals, then my feeling is that there should be a very strong independent body which has complete oversight and can check for each situation where the government has decided to spy on people, check to find out whether there was suspicion, whether it was a real threat, find out how many of those threats actually came to anything, find out how many of the people who were suspected are eventually charged and found guilty, and there should be consequences if they're not. This is a national issue that in the US there is a proposed law, CISPA, CISPA, which is also threatening the rights of people in America, and effectively rights everywhere, because what happens in America tends to affect people all over the world. That has come out, even though the SOPA and PIPA were acts were stopped by a huge public outcry. It's staggering how quickly the U.S. government has come back with a new, different threat to the rights of its citizens. There's also issues, of course, about the security, how this stuff how it's stored, who is going to leave it on a disk on a bus or something, what the security will be against people hacking into it. So those things will take a long time to address. The most important thing to do is to stop the bill as it is at the moment.